I'm one of the 23 people who was subpoenaed to a federal grand jury here in Chicago. I'm actually one of the recent nine. For me, it all started when I took a trip to Palestine and Israel last summer. The main reason that I wanted to go is I'm Jewish, and I wanted to see what life was like for Israelis and for Palestinians. And I was kind of tired of hearing the propaganda that we hear here in the United States. So I thought, I'll go, see what it's like for myself, and I'll come back and tell people. The trip that I decided to go on was an educational trip in which we met with nonprofit organizations, teachers, nonviolent protesters, and their families. For those out there who don't know, because I'm Jewish, I could have traveled to Israel for free through Birthright. I chose not to do so. I paid my own way and went on a trip where I could go into Israel and also the occupied West Bank in order to see both sides. I wasn't interested in just going to Israel. The organizations that I got to meet with that I probably would never have gotten to meet with if I had gone on Birthright were organizations that focused on farming rights, legal rights, housing rights, and women rights for Palestinians living both in Israel and also the West Bank. The delegation that I went on and chose to go on was organized by the Palestine Solidarity Group in Chicago, and it was pretty diverse in age, race, and religious affiliation. Like I said, I'm Jewish. I was one of the youngest people on the delegation. There were three of us in our 20s. I'm Jewish, and two of the women that I traveled with were actually Palestinian Americans. That was another huge draw for me to go on this delegation, the idea of going to Israel and Palestine as a Jewish woman with two Palestinian American women. I thought that was unheard of. That was pretty exciting. What's interesting, though, is that unlike me, their family actually has roots to the land that's now Israel. Their grandparents on both sides of their family were both born in Ramla, which is now a city in Israel. And, they should be the ones that have the right to return. I shouldn't have a right to travel to a land that I have no historical roots in. My mom's whole Jewish side of the family comes from Germany. We do not come from Israel. And so I thought that was kind of interesting, and I still find it very baffling, but that tells you how political it is. All three of us were very nervous about our trip and for very different reasons. I was nervous about being Jewish and traveling in the West Bank. I heard a lot of rumors here in the U.S. that Palestinians are racist. They're going to target me if I'm Jewish, especially if I'm an American Jew. I didn't want to tell a single person in the West Bank that I was Jewish. And my two Palestinian friends knew that. And instead of saying, oh yeah, we won't tell anyone, they actually told everyone that I was Jewish. It was something that was brought up immediately before even meeting anyone. It was, hi, my name is Sarah, and here's my friend Sarah, and she's Jewish. And I was like, oh no. What's interesting though, and to inform all of you, is it didn't hinder any single person, whether they, elder, children playing in the street, who we played with so many kids, it's crazy. Half of my pictures of are our children. Not one person didn't talk to me because I was Jewish. It was quite the opposite. Every person we met invited us in for tea into their homes. I don't walk down the street here and say I'm Jewish and get invited into people's homes, let me tell you. And so it was definitely a different embrace that I had never felt anywhere before. What's terrible, though, is that my two Palestinian friends were nervous about being Palestinian and going into Israel, and their fears were a little bit more legitimate. When we first arrived in the Tel Aviv airport, our treatment was very different, both entering and exiting the airport. When I got in, they asked me literally two questions. The first one was, Sarah Smith, why is an American girl traveling to Israel? And I said, well, I'm Jewish, and that was pretty much it. Well, they did ask, Smith isn't a Jewish name. And I said, well, Schoenberg is my mom's maiden name. And I said, oh, okay, come on in. My two friends, they were asked something very similar about the origin of their last name. When it became clear that they're Palestinian, they were detained for 10 and a half hours. 10 and a half hours after a very long plane ride, not eating, they were just given water. And that's a lot of hours to be detained and asked a bunch of questions. And their entry into Israel is actually contingent on the two of them allowing the Israeli authorities to log into their personal emails. So that's an idea of the kind of intimidation they faced. We were actually so excited to get back to the United States, where we were like, we have civil liberties. We're going back to our democratic society. Little did we know, we were really wrong. A couple months after we returned to Chicago, the three of us began to face a different type of intimidation, but this time from our own government and from the FBI. It was after the first 14 refused to testify in September that the FBI subpoenaed 9 more people, and I was the first one who was contacted. On December 3rd, I was sitting and reading, and if anyone here has read any Stieg Larsson book, it will put you in the political context of what I was in. I was reading the second book, which is, for those who have not read any of the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo books, they're all about government infiltration, conspiracy theories, terrible things when you're reading this book. Well, so I'm reading this book and my cell phone rings. I'm not really paying attention, so I just answer my phone. I'm like, yes, hello. And they're like, hi, may I speak with Sarah Smith? And I said, yes, this is she. And the FBI agent said, hi, my name's Robert Parker, and I'm an FBI agent. And I immediately thought, how does this guy know that I'm reading this book? I didn't think that it was because I went to Israel and Palestine that the FBI would be calling me, and it didn't even occur to me that that was even possible. What's interesting is he was very polite on the phone. Again, a very different, different approach that they used with me than they used with my two Palestinian friends. He asked me to coffee. He asked if I could meet him. He said he would basically meet whenever it was convenient for me. And he just had a couple questions. As I'm reading this book, I just thought, oh, sure, of course. But when I asked him what the questions were about, he said, I'm not at liberty to discuss it. At that point, I said, well, I'm not going to meet with you. I said I was going to talk with a lawyer. What happened later that day was a half an hour after I got off the phone with that FBI agent, I contacted the two girls I traveled with. Half an hour after we spoke on the phone with the FBI agent, the same FBI agent showed up at their home banging on their door. So I mean, very different approach. It was pretty much the same treatment, the differences, me being Jewish and them being Palestinian. I was told that day that I was going to be subpoenaed to a federal grand jury, and my two friends were subpoenaed that very day. It actually took the agents a month and a week to subpoena me, just because they wanted to. They wanted to wait a month and a week. For any of you out there, knowing that they could come whenever they want, wherever they want, if they want, it was definitely a type of intimidation, and I did not enjoy it. It was not fun. So our grand jury date was scheduled for January 25th, and all 9 of us took the exact same stand that the first 14 subpoenaed people did in September, and we too refused to participate in this investigation, and you heard a little bit about that from Michael Deutsch. So I'll pass that on to Stephanie so she can talk more about it.